Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Carol. How can I help you on today?
Good morning. My name is Guillermo Rothschild, and I'm calling from Rockford, Illinois. I have a charge on my current account, but I didn't ask anything from you. I mean, I have no order requested or anything. Can you check it out, please?
Yes, sir. What's your zip code?
Sorry?
Yes, sir. What's your zip code?
No, I have no any information about that, but a charge in my account has been made.
Your zip code, sir, please. Your zip code.
It's just a minute, please. Please, would you hold a minute, please?
Flaco, esta es una llamada. Estoy haciendo al sitio este donde viene el producto ese famoso que me han cargado en la cuenta. Ya, me están atendiendo.
Fija.
Ya que hay 49.89 que me han cargado en mi cuenta. Pero yo no tengo ningún pedido con ellos. A ver.
So, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
No, yeah, I am my father's son, so I'm going to try to speak in behalf of him because he don't speak English that well. So it's a charge about 49.89 about supposedly a product didn't buy.
Yes, sir. Can you provide the zip code, please?
Excuse me?
Zip code.
I'm calling, yes. Do you have something who speaks Spanish? Do you have something who speaks Spanish in there?
Hold a moment.
Lo llamas al banco mejor y que te cancele el banco.
Es que tengo que cancelar la cuenta.
¿Qué cuenta?
¿Cómo le han cargado la cuenta? Yo no he puesto tarjeta, no he puesto nada en ningún lado.
Hey, sir, we won't have Spanish till 12 p.m.
You don't have Spanish till 12 p.m.?
Yes.
So, yes.
Do you want to call back then at 12 p.m.?
Maybe if you speak slowly, I can understand better. So, yeah, my dad got this charge in. So, supposedly he bought something there, but he didn't buy nothing in there, in your company.
What's your zip code, sir? Your zip code?
What?
Your zip code.
61108.
And what's your name? What's your dad's name?
It's Guillermo Rothschild. It's GUILLERMORTHS Child.
Okay, can you verify your address, please?
Yes, it's 3107 Broadway, Rockford, Illinois.
Okay, one moment, please.
All right.
Okay, sir. With that being stated, do your dad remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweet stay for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Did he? Yeah. You said he buy a vacuum cleaner, a Dyson vacuum cleaner? No, no.
Can you ask your dad? Because he might have ordered.
No, he said no. Just a second. ¿Tú has comprado una Dyson vacuum, algo?
Dyson.
Sí, aspirador, algo, ¿has comprado? No, he hadn't buy something like that.
Okay, do he remember doing that? Hello, sir, do you, your dad remember doing a contest entry online?
Just a second, ¿tú has entrado algún concurso en línea, algo? No, no. No, no, he don't think so, no.
Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I understand you want to cancel, sir. I can offer you $20 a month to stay.
Excuse me?
I understand you want to cancel today, sir. I can offer you $20 a month to stay.
Yeah, if you, yeah, if he's registered there or something, please cancel everything if he's in there.
Would you like your cancellation number?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
C as in Charlie.
Excuse me?
C as in Charlie, the letter C.
Oh, just a second. A ver, apunta, C. Apunta, C.
C.
Yes, C, okay.
920.
920. 920.
Hello?
Yes?
920.
Mm-hmm. So it's C920?
Yes, sir. 432.
132.
432.
432.
583.
583?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's like a cancellation number?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what do we do with that? What do we do with that? So that's it?
That's your cancellation number to prove that you're canceled, sir.
Okay, okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Customer Service. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you. Have a good one. Yeah, all right. Bye-bye.
Yo no entiendo nada, pero creo que ya está cancelado.
No creo que te devuelvan plata.
¿Está cancelado?
Está cancelado, lo que está metido ya no está cancelado. O sea,
ah, ya, ese es el número de cancelación.
Yo no creo que te devuelvan tu plata.
Tan concurso.
Bueno, la cosa es que no vuelva a cargar una cosa de esas. So you had to disconnect, sir.